We've talked about Beto O'Rourke not much lately because the ever-shrinking candidate Beto O'Rourke. I thought Bernie Sanders was going that way as well, but then I see Bernie in some polling from Iowa running neck and neck with Joe Biden. So Iowa, competitive for Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden right now. But Beto O'Rourke, he was advocating, still is, I believe, tearing down all the walls. Tearing down all sections of the wall that divide us from Mexico, making it a completely open border, making it just chaos, anarchy. Great idea. And I guess that Beto, in his own congressional district there in El Paso, fails to realize how important the border is, especially we talked about this story before, and that is that there is a serial killer under arrest in El Paso, Texas, an illegal alien who killed at least 11 elderly women ranging in age from 76 to 91. He's killed at least 11 women. The break in the case came when 46-year-old Billy Chimera broke into a home in Plano, Texas, of a 91-year-old woman, telling her to go to bed, don't fight me. And this is what Beto O'Rourke advocates. This is what a lot of Democrats advocate. They're for open borders and sanctuary cities and, you know, a few murders along the way. No big deal. No big deal. A few murders. What's a few murders among friends? I mean, it's not. I mean, she was old anyway, right? I mean, who cares, Beto? I mean, let's open the border. That is the kind of horrendous thinking and poor behavior and abuse of their position to advocate for a destruction of the United States sovereignty. It's inexcusable on every level, and the fact that Beto O'Rourke would never even mention the fact that a serial killer is operating an illegal alien in his city, in his district, in Texas, is, well, it's predictable that he wouldn't mention it, and it's predictable that it would occur because you have people coming in unvetted, unchecked, and then unleashed into America. And while that ignorance is going on, things are even worse for young folks. We have failed completely. We talked about this a bit earlier. Gallup polling finds that 4 in 10 young Americans, actually 4 in 10 Americans in general now, support some form of socialism or another. That is up dramatically from the last time they did this poll, I think in 1949. In 1949, so power to the people and, you know, the rise of unions and equal outcomes for all. You see, I believe in equal opportunity to the best of our ability. Is it always possible? No. Some people are going to have better opportunities than others. It's the way the world works. I'm sorry, the world is not a fair place. Get over it. But these fools want equal outcomes, and what they don't realize is you end up with equal misery. And now we have a disturbing number of students who say that hate speech, however you define that, because it's completely subjective to your standards, your personal standards, people believe that hate speech is not covered by the First Amendment. That's right. A new survey finds that 41% of college students, kids that were sent into college to spend this incredible amount of money, it's way overpriced, to get degrees that may or may not lead to employment, 41% of college kids don't believe that hate speech is covered by the First Amendment. And so we have failed miserably. I mean, what on earth do you think that we need the First Amendment for? Happy speech? For, hey, how you doing? No, you need a First Amendment, which is by far the biggest, most important component of the United States Constitution, in my opinion. It is the rock star, is the First Amendment. It is what people all over this world are envious of. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution, allowing free speech, the free practice of religion, the ability to assemble, the ability to send the government a redress of grievances, all of these things. Oh, and freedom of the press, which I believe is the same as freedom of speech. These things are the five things that are found in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, but we have not allowed these folks to understand that when we're talking about free speech, we're talking about things that offend you. We are talking about things that you don't like, things that you find uncomfortable or offensive or upsetting. That is the entire point of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. It's so that you cannot dictate to your neighbor what they're allowed to say, that that your neighbor cannot dictate to you how you practice your religion, that your neighbor cannot dictate to you what you are allowed to read, see, and hear. That's the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And yes, hate speech is very much protected, even if it hurts your little snowflake feelings. I'm sorry if you don't sleep well tonight because you heard something that upset you. Well, guess what? For millennia, people have been lying awake at night because of things that they have heard and seen and experienced that upset them. I've looked at the United States Constitution. I've read it several times. You know what I can't find is a passage that says, I have a right to never be offended. It doesn't say that. It's not written there. You being offended is, for the most part, meaningless to me. I mean, I may be offended with you, but that doesn't mean I get to tear down the country. If I am offended, I can gather, I can petition, I can vote, I can create organizations, I can create political action committees, I can campaign for or against people. I have the right to do those things. I can speak against the government without fear of being jailed or murdered for my beliefs. That is the beauty of the First Amendment, the United States Constitution. It is the most critical component of the American Constitution, and these fools don't even know it. And we've allowed that to happen. We have allowed that to happen. 41% of college kids believe that hate speech should not be protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. If that doesn't frighten you today, nothing will. You're fearless. Frightens me, but we'll do something about it. We'll talk openly and freely. This is not a safe space. The Steve Gruber Show is not a safe space. It's a place of open dialogue. We'll be right back. Hour number two on the way.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.